This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Students and staff at Columbine High School are spending the day volunteering. The annual day of service honors people lost during the 1999 shooting at the school. Gunmen killed 13 students and injured many others. One of the volunteer sites this year is a local elementary school. Columbine high schoolers are painting fences, reading to kids, and helping prep the building for summer renovations. The 200-year-old Santa Fe Trail is about to get a new digital presence. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, recent state tourism grants will support that and other projects in southern Colorado.
The Canyons and Plains nonprofit organization will use $20,000 in state funds to provide visitor information online about the Santa Fe Trail Scenic and Historic Byway, which follows part of the old trade route through Prowers, Bent, Otero, and Los Animas counties. The project is one of 22 grant recipients from the State Tourism Agency. Others include a hotel feasibility study in Cheyenne County, enhanced wildlife viewing in Trinidad, and highlighting some mountain bike trails in Fremont County. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado Rockies pitcher Daniel Bard has rejoined the team. Bard stepped away before the season started due to severe anxiety. In a statement, he thanked the Rockies team for their support during his leave. He's among a growing number of professional athletes bringing awareness to mental health in sports. This is CPR News. In Denver, it is in the mid-40s. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 20s, and it'll be partly cloudy and a little breezy. Stick around.